WBJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. In the depths of winter, when sub-zero temperatures last for months and most lakes and ponds are frozen over, how do birds stay hydrated? Water derived from food alone is not enough, especially since juicy insects are in short supply this time of the year. Instead of flying long distances and losing precious energy in search of liquid water, birds imbibe the frozen water that's all around them. While cedar waxwings sally to catch snowflakes from midair, plenty of other birds, including the red-breasted nuthatch, white-tailed ptarmigan, pileated woodpecker, and Bohemian waxwing, scoop up fresh, powdery snow from the ground, trees, or rooftops. Black-capped chickadees drink the water dripping from icicles. The northern flicker hammers at the icy top layer of snow and eats the tiny shards of ice that chip off. Eating all that ice comes at a cost. It takes energy to convert ice and snow to water and warm it up to the body temperature of a bird. But it may be worth the calories for, say, a red-breasted nuthatch when the alternative is to break off from the flock in search of liquid water, leaving it exposed to predators such as hawks. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
I hate to say it, you were wrong. I saw it coming from the start. She made you think she was the one. I always knew she'd break your heart. So she was out with your boy, darling. Now, remember Jenny from back in school? She said she needs you at the prom, boy. Your first love, her first fool. Somehow I knew she'd lead you on, yeah. It hurts my heart to see your up, boy.
Hey, hey, two. My name's Julian Taylor. Thanks for tuning into The Jukebox. I'm your host. And that was Lay It on the Line by Divine Brown from her 2008 album, The Love Chronicles. She's a Canadian-born R&B singer with an absolutely incredible vocal range. We've got music coming up on the show from Sierra Spirit, a song called Bleed You. Sierra is a Native American solo artist from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who began writing music very seriously in 2020, blending influences from Americana, folk, country, and indie rock. She has inspirations to be in the same league as Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers, and I think that she's on her way. We also have music coming up from the amazing Econoline Crush. This is from 1997. When I was in high school, you couldn't escape this song. All That You Are from the album The Devil You Know. I see that Trevor is back on the road sometimes with the band. They hail from Vancouver, British Columbia. And from their sophomore record, we've got music from Blue Moon Marquee, a song called Red Dust Rising. The album's called New Orleans Sessions, and it came out in September of 2024. They are a wonderful bunch, and actually they just posted a crazy video. They've got Northern Cree on their new album, and it's powwow music meets the blues, which is so cool. You got to check it out. And now for brand new music, Frozen Hearts from Spencer McKenzie, who was nominated for a Juno Award a couple years ago. He's a blues artist signed to Gypsy Soul Records and just got this song added to Planet Rock in the UK. So congrats to Spencer. Good things are happening. Here is Frozen Hearts on The Jukebox.
Shine into the air. This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
All that you are.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That is Derby Day from the album Cheeseburger, and the album is by the band Cheeseburger. I don't know why I love that song so much, but it's really cool. It's from 2007. The band is from Brooklyn, New York, and was released on Kamado Records. We've got our featured artist of the week here right now for you, Sarah Kay, and Do You Think of Me? This song was listed as one of the top 100 songs of the year by CBC Music. Congratulations, Sarah. We're so proud of you. She used to actually do some social media here on the Jukebox Show, and I worked with her at Element FM, which is where we first initially met. Sorry, that was a double entendre, and I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, just excited to play the song on the show. Here's Sarah Kay from Thunder Bay with Do You Think of Me on the Jukebox.